Chapter 87. Positive crankcase ventilation and secondary air injection systems. Crankcase ventilation. Purpose and function. The problem of crankcase ventilation has existed since the beginning of the automobile because no piston ring, new or old, can provide a perfect seal between the piston and the cylinder wall. When an engine is running, the pressure of combustion forces the piston downward. This same pressure also forces gases and unburned fuel from the combustion chamber, past the piston rings, and into the crankcase. This process of gases leaking past the rings is called blowby, and the gases form crankcase vapors. These combustion byproducts, particularly unburned hydrocarbons caused by blowby, must be ventilated from the crankcase. However, the crankcase cannot be vented directly to the atmosphere because the hydrocarbon vapors add to air pollution. Positive crankcase ventilation, abbreviated PCV, systems were developed to ventilate the crankcase and recirculate the vapors to the engine's induction system so they can be burned in the cylinders. PCV systems help reduce HC and CO emissions. All systems use the following. Number 1. PCV valve or calibrated orifice, or orifice and separator. Number 2. PCV inlet air filter plus all connecting hoses. See Figure 87-1. An oil vapor, or oil-water separator is used in some systems instead of a valve or orifice, particularly with turbocharged and fuel-injected engines. The oil-vapor separator lets oil condense and drain back into the crankcase. The oil-water separator accumulates moisture and prevents it from freezing during cold engine starts. The air for the PCV system is drawn after the air cleaner filter, which acts as a PCV filter. Note, some older designs drew from the dirty side of the air cleaner, where a separate crankcase ventilation filter was used. PCV valves. The PCV valve in most systems is a one-way valve containing a spring-operated plunger that controls valve flow rate. See Figure 87-2. Flow rate is established for each engine, and a valve for a different engine should not be substituted. The flow rate is determined by the size of the plunger and the holes inside the valve. PCV valves usually are located in the valve cover or intake manifold. The PCV valve regulates airflow through the crankcase under all driving conditions and speeds. When manifold vacuum is high, at idle, cruising, and light load operation, the PCV valve restricts the airflow to maintain a balanced air-fuel ratio. See Figure 87-3. It also prevents high intake manifold vacuum from pulling oil out of the crankcase and into the intake manifold. Under high speed or heavy loads, the valve opens and allows maximum airflow. See Figure 87-4. If the engine backfires, the valve closes instantly to prevent a crankcase explosion. See Figure 87-5. Refer to Figure 87-1. A PCV valve in a cutaway valve cover, showing the baffles that prevent liquid oil from being drawn into the intake manifold. Refer to Figure 87-2. Spring force, crankcase pressure, and intake manifold vacuum work together to regulate the flow rate through the PCV valve. Refer to Figure 87-3. Air flows through the PCV valve during idle, cruising, and light load conditions. Refer to Figure 87-4. Air flows through the PCV valve during acceleration and when the engine is under a heavy load. Orifice-controlled systems. The closed PCV system used on some four-cylinder engines contains a calibrated orifice instead of a PCV valve. The orifice may be located in the valve cover or intake manifold, or in a hose connected between the valve cover, air cleaner, and intake manifold. While most orifice flow control systems work the same as a PCV valve system, they may not use fresh air scavenging of the crankcase. Crankcase vapors are drawn into the intake manifold in calibrated amounts, depending on manifold pressure and the orifice size. If vapor availability is low, as during idle, air is drawn in with the vapors. During off-idle operation, excess vapors are sent to the air cleaner. At idle, PCV flow is controlled by a 0.05 of an inch, or 1.3 mm, orifice. As the engine moves off-idle, ported vacuum pulls a spring-loaded valve off of its seat, allowing PCV flow to pass through a 0.09 of an inch, or 2.3 mm, orifice. Separator systems. Turbocharged and many fuel-injected engines use an oil vapor, or oil-water separator and a calibrated orifice instead of a PCV valve. In the most common applications, the air intake throttle body acts as the source for crankcase ventilation vacuum, and a calibrated orifice acts as the metering device. Refer to Figure 87-5. PCV valve operation in the event of a backfire. Case study. The whistling engine. An older vehicle was being diagnosed for a whistling sound whenever the engine was running, especially at idle. It was finally discovered that the breather in the valve cover was plugged and caused high vacuum in the crankcase. The engine was sucking air from what was likely the rear main seal lip, making the whistle noise. After replacing the breather and PCV, the noise stopped. The summary. The complaint: the customer stated that the engine made a whistling sound when it was running. The cause: a clogged PCV breather was found to be the cause of air being drawn into the engine through the rear main seal. The correction: the PCV breather and check valve were replaced, which corrected the whistling noise concern. PCV system diagnosis. Symptoms: if the PCV valve or orifice is not clogged, intake air flows freely and the PCV system functions properly. Engine design includes the air and vapor flow as a calibrated part of the air-fuel mixture. In fact, some engines receive as much as 30% of the idle air through the PCV system. For this reason, a flow problem in the PCV system results in drivability problems. A blocked or plugged PCV system may cause the following to occur: rough or unstable idle, excessive oil consumption, oil in the air filter housing, and oil leaks due to excessive crankcase pressure. Before attempting expensive engine repairs, check the condition of the PCV system. Tech tip: check for oil leaks with the engine off. The owner of an older vehicle equipped with a V6 engine complained to his technician that he smelled burning oil, but only after shutting off the engine. The technician found that the rocker cover gaskets were leaking. But why did the owner only notice the smell of hot oil when the engine was shut off? Because of the PCV system, engine vacuum tends to draw oil away from gasket surfaces. When the engine stops, however, engine vacuum disappears, and the oil remaining in the upper regions of the engine tend to flow down and out through any opening. Therefore, a good technician should check an engine for oil leaks, not only with the engine running, but also shortly after shutdown. PCV system performance check. A properly operating PCV system should be able to draw vapors from the crankcase and into the intake manifold. If the pipes, hoses, and PCV valve itself are not restricted, vacuum is applied to the crankcase. A slight vacuum is created in the crankcase, usually less than 1 inch mercury if measured at the dipstick, and is also applied to other areas of the engine. Oil drain back holes provide a path for oil to drain back into the oil pan. These holes also allow crankcase vacuum to be applied under the rocker covers and in the valley area of most V-type engines. Several methods can be used to test a PCV system. Rattle test. The rattle test is performed by simply removing the PCV valve and giving it a shake. If the PCV valve does not rattle, it is definitely defective and must be replaced. If the PCV valve does rattle, it does not necessarily mean that the PCV valve is good. All PCV valves contain springs that can become weaker with age and with heating and cooling cycles. Replace any PCV valve with the exact replacement according to the vehicle manufacturer's recommended intervals. The 3x5 card test. Remove the oil fill cap, where oil is added to the engine, and start the engine. Note: use care on some overhead camshaft engines. With the engine running, oil may be sprayed from the open oil fill opening. Hold a 3x5 card over the opening. A dollar bill or any other piece of paper can be used for this test. If the PCV system, including the valve and hoses, is functioning correctly, the card should be held down on the oil fill opening by the slight vacuum inside the crankcase. If the card does not stay, carefully inspect the PCV valve, hoses, and manifold vacuum port for carbon buildup, or restriction. Clean or replace as necessary. Note: on some four-cylinder engines, the 3x5 card may vibrate on the oil fill opening when the engine is running at idle speed. This is normal because of the time intervals between intake strokes on a four-cylinder engine. Snapback test. The proper operation of the PCV valve can be checked by placing a finger over the inlet hole in the valve when the engine is running and removing the finger rapidly. Repeat several times. The valve should snap back. If the valve does not snap back, replace the valve. Refer to Figure 87-6. Using a gauge that measures vacuum in units of inches of water to test the vacuum at the dipstick tube, being sure that the PCV system is capable of drawing a vacuum on the crankcase, 28 inches height, 20 equals 1 psi, or about 2 inches mercury of vacuum. Refer to Figure 87-7. Most PCV valves used on newer vehicles are secured with fasteners, making it more difficult to disconnect, and thereby less likely to increase emissions. Crankcase vacuum test. Sometimes the PCV system can be checked by testing for a weak vacuum at the oil dipstick tube using an inches of water manometer or gauge, as follows. Step 1. Remove the oil fill cap or vent PCV opening and cover the opening. Step 2. Remove the oil dipstick, or oil level indicator. Step 3. Connect a water manometer or gauge to the dipstick tube. Step 4. Start the engine and observe the gauge at idle and at 2500 RPM. See Figure 87-6. The gauge should show some vacuum, especially at 2500 RPM. If not, carefully inspect the PCV system for blockages or other faults. PCV monitor. Starting with 2004 and newer vehicles, all vehicle PCMs monitor the PCV system for proper operation as part of the OBD2 system. The PCV monitor fails if the PCM detects an opening between the crankcase and the PCV valve or between the PCV valve and the intake manifold. See Figure 87-7. Frequently asked question. What are the wires for at the PCV valve? Ford uses an electric heater to prevent ice from forming inside the PCV valve and causing blockage. Water is a byproduct of combustion, and resulting moisture can freeze when the outside air temperature is low. General Motors and others clip a heater hose to the PCV hose to provide the heat needed to prevent an ice blockage. PCV-related diagnostic trouble codes. Refer to chart on page 1006. Secondary air injection system. Purpose and function. The secondary air injection, abbreviated SAI, system provides the air necessary for the oxidizing process either at the exhaust manifold or inside the catalytic converter. Note, this system is commonly called air, meaning air injection reaction. Therefore, an air pump does pump air. Parts and operation. The SAI pump, also called an air pump, a smog pump, or thermactor pump, is mounted at the front of the engine and can be driven by a belt from the crankshaft. Pulley. It pulls fresh air in through an external filter and pumps the air under slight pressure to each exhaust port through connecting hoses or a manifold. The typical SAI system includes the following components. Number 1. A belt-driven pump with inlet air filter, older models, see Figure 87-8. Number 2. An electrically driven air pump in newer models. Number 3. One or more air distribution manifolds and nozzles. Number 4. One or more exhaust check valves. Number 5. Connecting hoses for air distribution. And number 6. Air management valves and solenoids on all newer applications. With the introduction of NOx reduction converters, also called dual bed, three-way converters, or TWC, the output of the SAI pump is sent to the center of the converter, where the extra air can help oxidize unburned hydrocarbons and carbon monoxide into water vapor and carbon dioxide. The computer controls the airflow from the pump by switching on and off various solenoid valves. Refer to Figure 87-8. A typical belt-driven air pump. Air enters through the revolving fins behind the drive pulley. The fins act as an air filter because dirt is heavier than air and, therefore, the dirt is deflected off of the fins at the same time air is being drawn into the pump. Air distribution manifolds and nozzles. The secondary air injection system sends air from the pump to a nozzle installed near each exhaust port in the cylinder head. This provides equal air injection for the exhaust from each cylinder and makes it available at a point in the system where exhaust gases are the hottest. Air is delivered to the exhaust system in one of two ways. Number 1. An external air manifold, or manifolds, distributes the air through injection tubes with stainless steel nozzles. The nozzles are threaded into the cylinder heads or exhaust manifolds close to each exhaust valve. This method is used primarily with smaller engines. Number 2. An internal air manifold distributes the air to the exhaust ports near each exhaust valve through passages cast in the cylinder head or the exhaust manifold. This method is used mainly with larger engines. Exhaust check valves. All air injection systems use one or more one-way check valves to protect the air pump. Another pump, a smog pump, or thermactor pump, is mounted at the components from reverse exhaust flow. A check valve contains front of the engine and can be driven by a belt from the crankshaft, a spring-type metallic disc or reed that closes under exhaust back pulley. It pulls fresh air in through an external filter and pumps the pressure. Check valves are located between the air manifold and the air under slight pressure to each exhaust port through connecting switching valves. If exhaust pressure exceeds injection pressure hoses or a manifold, the typical SAI system includes the following, or if the air pump fails, the check valve spring closes the valve to components, prevent reverse exhaust flow. See Figure 87-9. Note, these check valves commonly fail, resulting in excessive exhaust emissions, CO, especially. When the check valve fails, hot exhaust can travel up to and destroy the switching valves and air pump itself. Belt-driven air pumps. The belt-driven air pump uses a centrifugal filter just behind the drive pulley. As the pump rotates, underhood air is drawn into the pump and slightly compressed. The system uses either vacuum or solenoid-controlled diverter valves to air directed to the following. The exhaust manifold, when the engine is cold to help oxidize CO and unburn hydrocarbons into CO2 and H2O vapor. The catalytic converter when the engine is warm on some models to help provide the extra oxygen needed for the efficient conversion of CO and hydrocarbon into CO2 and H2O. The air cleaner, during deceleration or wide open throttle engine operation. See Figure 87-10. Refer to Figure 87-9. The external air manifold and exhaust check valve on a restored muscle car engine. Refer to Figure 87-10. Figure A, when the engine is cold and before the oxygen sensor is hot enough to achieve closed loop, the airflow from the air pump is directed to the exhaust manifolds through the one-way check valves, which keep the exhaust gases from entering the switching solenoids and the pump itself. Figure B, when the engine achieves closed loop, the air is directed to the catalytic converter. Electric motor-driven air pumps. This style of pump is generally used only during cold engine operation and is computer-controlled. The SAI system helps reduce HCs and CO. The air flowing to the exhaust manifold also helps to warm the three-way catalytic converters quickly on engine startup, so conversion of exhaust gases may occur sooner. The SAI pump solenoids are controlled by the PCM. The PCM turns on the SAI pump by providing the ground to complete the circuit, which energizes the SAI pump solenoid relay. When air to the exhaust ports is desired, the PCM energizes the relay in order to turn on the solenoid and the SAI pump. See Figure 87-11. The PCM turns on the SAI pump during startup any time the engine coolant temperature is above 32 degrees Fahrenheit, or 0 degrees Celsius. A typical electric SAI pump operates for a maximum of 4 minutes or until the system enters closed loop operation. Refer to Figure 87-11. A typical electric motor-driven SAI pump. This unit is on a Chevrolet Corvette and only works when the engine is cold. Secondary air injection system diagnosis. Symptoms. The air pump system should be inspected if an exhaust emissions test failure occurs. In severe cases, the exhaust enters the air cleaner assembly, resulting in a horribly running engine, because the extra exhaust displaces the oxygen needed for proper combustion. With the engine running, check for normal operation. See Chart 87-1. Refer to Chart 87-1, typical SAI system operation showing location of airflow from the pump. Visual inspection. Carefully inspect all parts of the SAI system, including the following. Number 1. Hoses and pipes. Any that have holes and leak air or exhaust require replacement. Number 2. Check valves, when a pump has become inoperative. Number 3. Exhaust gases, which could have gotten past the check valve and damaged the pump. Look for signs of overheated areas upstream from the check valves. In severe cases, the exhaust can enter the air cleaner assembly, destroying the air filter and greatly reducing engine power. Number 4. Drive belt on an engine-driven pump, for wear and proper tension. If the belt is worn or damaged, check that the air pump rotates. 4. Gas exhaust analysis. An SAI system can be easily tested using an exhaust gas analyzer and the following steps. Number 1. Start the engine and allow it to run until normal operating temperature is achieved. Number 2. Connect the analyzer probe to the tailpipe and observe the exhaust readings for HCs and CO. Number 3. Using the appropriate pinch-off pliers, shut off the airflow from the SAI system. Observe the HC and CO readings. If the SAI system is working correctly, the HC and CO levels should increase when the SAI system is shut off. And Number 4. Record the O2 reading with the SAI system still inoperative. Unclamp the pliers and watch the O2 readings. If the system is functioning correctly, the O2 level should increase by 1% to 4%. SAI-related diagnostic trouble code. Refer to chart on page 1008. Review questions. Question 1. What exhaust emissions do the PCV valve and the SAI system control? Question 2. How does a PCV valve work? Question 3. What prevents a backfire in the intake manifold from causing the fumes in the crankcase from exploding? Question 4. Why do some PCV valves have an electric heater? Question 5. What keeps the exhaust gases from flowing up from the exhaust manifold and into the secondary air injection pump? Chapter Quiz. Question 1. The PCV system controls which exhaust emissions? A. HC. B. CO. C. NOx. D. Both HC and CO. Question 2. How much of the air needed by the engine flows through the PCV system when the engine is at idle speed? A. 1% to 3%. B. 5% to 10%. Circa 10% to 20%. D. Up to 30%. Question 3. Technician says that if the PCV valve is defective or clogged, the engine could idle rough. Technician B says that the engine may stall. Which technician is correct? A. Technician A only. B. Technician B only. C. Both technicians A and B. D. Neither a technician A nor B. Question 4. Technician A says that if a PCV valve rattles, then it is okay and does not need to be replaced. Technician B says that if a PCV valve does not rattle, it should be replaced. Which technician is correct? A. Technician A only. B. Technician B only. C. Both technicians A and B. D. Neither a technician A nor B. Question 5. Technician A says that the PCV system should create a slight pressure in the crankcase at idle. Technician B says that the PCV system should create a slight vacuum in the crankcase at 2500 RPM. Which technician is correct? A. Technician A only. B. Technician B only. C. Both technicians A and B. D. Neither a technician A nor B. Question 6. The SAI system is used to reduce which exhaust emissions? A. HC. B. CO. C. NOx. D. Both HC and CO. Question 7. Two technicians are discussing exhaust check valves used in SAI systems. Technician A says that they are used to prevent the output from the SI pump from entering the intake manifold. Technician B says the check valves are used to keep the exhaust from entering the air pump. Which technician is correct? A. Technician A only. B. Technician B only. C. Both technicians A and B. D. Neither a technician A nor B. Question 8. Where is the output of the air pump directed when the engine is cold? A. Exhaust manifold. B. Catalytic converter. C. Air cleaner assembly. D. To the atmosphere. Question 9. The switching valves on the air pump have failed several times. Technician A says that a defective exhaust check valve could be the cause. Technician B says that a leaking exhaust system at the muffler could be the cause. Which technician is correct? A. Technician A only. B. Technician B only. C. Both technicians A and B. D. Neither a technician A nor B. Question 10. When checking for the proper operation of the air system using an exhaust gas analyzer, how much should the oxygen levels increase when the pump is allowed to function? A. 1% to 4%. B. 5% to 10%. Circa 10% to 20%. D. Up to 30%. End of chapter 87.